Hello.
Hello. Good evening. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. May I please be with Christine Shepherdly?
This is.
I am not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably, are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
Thank you. And can you please tell us what is your age, just to make sure we have a representative sample?
48.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote next year. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Is that a 10? Extremely motivated, okay? And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. And which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional election? I have a short list, and I know all are important, but the most important, I have gun regulation and reform, crime and violence, healthcare costs, protecting our democracy and freedom, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, improving K-12 public school education, inflation in the economy, or the last three, climate change and environmental issues, immigration and border security, or standing up and fighting against racial discrimination.
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
And reproductive rights, thank you. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court? And is that strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Strongly disapproved.
And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
And how often will you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Will you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
And how often will you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
And would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
The same.
And now we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time. I'd like to read your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know, okay? The first one on the list, Ron DeSantis. From 0 to 100, how would you rate him?
Which is the best?
0 is very unfavorable. And 100 is very, very favorable. Very
okay,
warm
zero.
And favorable. 0, okay. Joe Biden, from 0 to 100?
50.
Donald Trump?
0.
The NAACP? How would you rate that from 0 to 100?
70.
70. Taylor Swift?
70.
The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights, from 0 to 100?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Yeah, no problem. The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights. How would you rate that? Or you never heard of
this
organization? Okay, no problem. And what about Kamala Harris from 0 to 100?
50.
The last one, the Democratic Party in general, what would you rate them?
60.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Cornel West, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
And how worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not at all?
Very worried.
And now, we're 70% of the survey. Again, thank you for your kindness to help us. I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. The first one, American democracy is under major threat now. Strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that?
Strongly disagree.
Your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America.
Are you talking about mine specifically or in general? Like,
in general.
In general.
Yeah, in general. Okay. Strongly agree with that? Or
Somewhat agree.
The next one, America is on the path to another civil war. Agree or disagree with that?
I disagree.
Strongly or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
The next one, gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country.
Strongly agree.
The government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society.
Say that one more time.
The government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society.
Somewhat agree.
And the last one, racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Somewhat agree.
And now I'm going to read you two brief statements some people have made and tell me which you agree with more, statement A or B. Statement
okay.
A, parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own belief to limit the books our school libraries can carry. Or, our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalize people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. Which of these statements do you agree with more, A or B?
B.
Much more or somewhat more, B?
Much more.
And now I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate each using the scale from 0 to 10 again. 10 means that you think it's extremely important, 5 somewhat important, and 0 means you don't think it's important at all. The first one, a strong military from 0 to 10. How important is that?
7.
Religious freedom?
8.
From A. Free and fair elections?
10.
10. Affordable healthcare?
10.
Secure borders?
7.
A fair and equitable court system?
A fair and equitable what system?
Court system.
Court system.
From 10 to 10, how important, okay. Traditional family values?
6.
And quality K-12 education, how important?
9,
thank you. And now, this is basically the last part of the story. Again, thank you so much for your patience. I'm going to read you two statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. And just rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement. 5, somewhat agree with the statement. And 0 means you do not agree with the statement. And you can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own right may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. From 0 to 10?
8.
Okay. And the last one, every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. From 0 to 10?
9.
Okay. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. So let me ask you again now. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote next year. Which number?
10.
10, okay. And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. Can you please tell us what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Some postgraduate.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
Yes.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
And the last question, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, and this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening. Thank you.
No problem. You too. Bye.
Bye.